Hello once again and welcome to the CoasterGallery.com podcast. This is episode 1303, recorded on May 22nd, 2013. Today's going to be a rant about photography, kind of about cell phones, but it applies to even bigger cameras. I'm going to do a little thank you for a theme park podcast that I was recently on, and a little preview about next week's podcast, one that I recorded at an amusement park while I was riding some roller coasters. So here's the photography rant. So I was recently at an event where a bunch of kids were singing, and of course all the proud parents whipped out their cell phones, but something drove me nuts with the way they were using them. You've heard me rant again about people just looking like idiots, and here's another one. My goal in this podcast is to A, help you shoot better video and pictures, and B, not look like an idiot. So here's a way you can not look like an idiot when you're using your cell phone to record video or pictures. So I have to step back. When you take video, how do you watch it? Are you going to watch it on your phone? Are you going to watch it on a computer? Are you going to put it, maybe you have Apple TV and you look at it on the widescreen. Maybe you rip it to a DVD. What are you going to do with that? If you're going to do a picture, what are you going to do with that picture? Are you going to look at it online, Facebook, Instagram, Flickr, what have you? Are you going to put it on a website like CoasterGallery.com? Shameless plug, ding. Are you going to print it out? You know what? I'm guessing most everybody's going to put it on a computer and look at it on a computer screen, a computer monitor. You're probably very, very infrequently going to print out something. And I guess even more infrequently than that, it's going to be published in a book or a magazine. So here's your question. With this intended audience, the intended screen, what shape is that screen? What is the aspect ratio? Is it wider than it is taller? How is that screen oriented? Well, if you're going to watch it on a screen, on a computer, I guarantee it's going to be wider than it is taller. I just got a new monitor that's 1920 by 1080. If I was a smart guy, I'd tell you what that aspect ratio is. Yeah, but I can't do that math in my head. I don't do public math. Sorry, folks. If you're going to watch it on a widescreen TV, it's probably a 16:9 ratio. Even an old monitor is probably a 4:3 ratio. All that means is that it's wider than it is taller. And if you're going to watch the video or look at the picture on a cell phone, almost every phone automatically orients it depending on how you hold the phone. They got the little gyro sensors in there. If you hold it in that wide landscape mode, it's going to show it in that direction. If you hold it vertically in the portrait mode, it's going to show it in that direction. Pretty cool. But here's the deal. If you take that picture in vertical mode, or worse yet, if you take the video vertically and then go put it on YouTube, a computer, a TV, a DVD, what does it look like? It's this one tiny little strip in the middle with these giant black bars on the sides, and it's just so teeny and it looks awful. There were a couple dramatic videos on the news recently. The tragedies in Oklahoma when the tornadoes hit, the explosion down in Texas about a month ago, and these were shot vertically. So a lot of these places were just taking the videos off of YouTube, and you put them on the TV screen, and it's this narrow little strip with the giant black bars, and it just looks awful. So do me a favor, especially when you're doing video and you can't rotate it, shoot it in that nice wide landscape mode, not up and down in the portrait mode. Now, I know some of you are going to say, oh, but I want to print out something in portrait mode. I want this nice skinny tall picture of a roller coaster or something. Or, oh, I want to shoot for this book cover. And, you know, I want it, you know, the book cover is up and down. It's not wide. Okay, so how many book covers have you actually published? I've been doing this for 10 years. I've done what? One, two. I did a phone book cover last year. A lot of those were in landscape mode where it was a wider picture and they just cropped it. If you really, really want that vertical shot, take one vertically, flip the camera 90 degrees, take one horizontally. Now you've got one of each. Memory is cheap. Digital photography is essentially free for every shutter click you do, so take two shots if you really want one. Now, something long and skinny like a roller coaster hill, sometimes I shoot vertically, but you know what? I get it on my computer, I look at it, I put it on CoasterGallery.com, another shameless plug. I put it on coastergallery.com, and I've got these giant white spaces on either side of it, you know, not filling the screen. So do me a favor. Don't look like an idiot. Hold that camera. More importantly, hold that cell phone horizontally. Get the wide video capture. Next, I'd like to thank the friendly folks at CoasterRadio.com for letting me be on their Theme Park Smarts game show. If you go to Coaster Radio, you'll hear that I was their special guest when I tried to figure out what the average person on the street knows about roller coasters. I'm not going to tell you if I won or not, but it was not an easy game. I'll let you know. So thanks, Mike and EB, for having me on your podcast this week. I need to have you on mine because, honestly, nobody wants to hear me sit alone and ramble. So speaking of which, next week on episode 1304, you can listen to me at an amusement park. And then I got to sit down and have a nice little talk with some of the management of the amusement park to learn about this amazing history. The park is over 100 years old. It has some nice modern coasters, has some nice historic coasters, lots of neat thrill rides. But here's the tease. I'm not going to tell you what park I went to. Of course, if you listen to episode 1302, you already know, but that's maybe a little enticement to listen to the last podcast. But anyway, tune in to 1304, and then after you do so, you can also go to coastergallery.com, look at my pictures, look at the videos that I took at that park visit. I've been kind of dabbling a little bit in video, mostly Coaster Gallery still shots, but if you go through some of the parks I recently visited, you'll see some videos. Better yet, if you go to YouTube, search for Joel Rogers, that's J-O-E-L-R-O-G-E-R-S, you'll find my ugly face in front of a roller coaster and lots of roller coaster videos. Subscribe to that, because I'm putting up a lot of things now, mostly coaster related. Every once in a while, I'll put a little personal video on there that's not necessarily about the coasters. But I hope you subscribe to that. Unfortunately, I used to have the CoasterGallery.com name, but Google synced everything up and G+ and whatever. It's now my personal name instead of Coaster Gallery. So I'm not thrilled about it, but hopefully you'll like some of the videos I've done. So that's it for this week. I wanted to give you that rant so you know how to hold your cell phone so you're not looking like an idiot when you're recording. And I wanted to give you a tease. Be sure to tune in to 1304 to hear me live from an amusement park. This is the time of year where I start going to parks. 2 weekends ago, I was recording the live podcast from an amusement park. Last weekend, I was at SeaWorld San Antonio. This weekend, I'm going to Worlds of Fun. I love this time of year. I'm going out riding coasters and taking pictures and having fun. So I hope you keep listening to our podcast. I hope you go out and have fun. Go out and take some pictures. Probably landscape mode, not portrait mode. Go out and ride some roller coasters. Do whatever you do to have fun, but just go out and enjoy yourself. Thanks for listening, as always. Bye-bye. So do I do an Easter egg at the end of the episode where I put a blooper, or do I just ask you, do you like the little extras at the end, or are they annoying? Let me know, joel@coastergallery.com, facebook.com/coastergallery, Twitter's @coastergallery, G+, look for Coaster Gallery, lots of ways. Let me know, do you like the little extras at the end, or are they annoying? No, this one was kind of boring. I'll do better next week.